Portland, Michigan residents continue to clean up and start the rebuilding process after last week's tornado. About 70 homes and a dozen businesses in Portland sustained damage when the storm brought winds that reached 100 miles per hour. Portland's Epic Community, First Baptist, First Congregational, and United Methodist churches all suffered significant damage. Those congregations gathered together last Sunday at Portland High School and will do so again this weekend. WKAR's Peter Wharf checked in on Bridge Street yesterday to report on work in progress. He met one of the church pastors in front of the historic First Congregational Church.
I'm Marilyn Danielson. I am the pastor of this church here, and we're here in Portland, Michigan.
What's happening here today?
Well, today they're continuing the demolition of our sanctuary, which is extremely difficult when you know that it's been standing for 162 years. It was here when Abraham Lincoln was here. During the Civil War it stood. It has stood through so many wars, and yet tornado took it down. And so,
what kind of damage was sustained?
The steeple that was just newly rebuilt, we just dedicated back in the fall. It fell into the sanctuary, and so it totally demolished our sanctuary.
Right. Very sorry to hear about all this, and it really looks like Bridge Street here with several churches right here was sort of tornado central, wasn't it?
It was. All three churches sitting on the three corners were hit. I always think of them as the three grand ladies of Portland.
And which churches are those?
It is the Portland United Methodist Church, the First Baptist Church, and then First Congregational, and that's us.
Can we take a little walk out onto the street to look at them and get away from the temporary facility here, I'll say?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, now I see what you mean. Yeah. we've swung around to the southwest side of the building now.
Yeah.
Right?
That would
yeah.
be right.
Yeah. And a lot of it's gone.
It
wow.
is.
Wow.
Not used okay. to seeing the inside walls on the outside.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So that's the floor of what once was the sanctuary.
Yes. Yes. Very difficult to see the chandeliers and the light fixtures. The building was 162 years old and restored in the 70s with red carpet and just beautifully done with the red and white. And to see it like this is pretty disturbing.
I'm sure you'll bounce back. It's sort of lame to say, but you know.
It is. We're nicely insured, and that's very helpful, and we will.
Yeah.
There will be a shiny white building back here, and I think it would be quick. But we're looking at this particular window right here. It is one that was brought in the 1800s by barrels on barges down to through the Great Lakes to arrive here on the Grand River, and if you look through the glass, you can see that it's very wavy, and all the glass throughout the whole church was like that, just signs of the age of the building.
Will you be hoping to salvage that window and other of the many historic parts of the building?
Lots of the historic things have been saved,
okay.
But the window probably will not be. The others have been destroyed, and the glass is so fragile because it's so old. Probably will not be able to say, but just heartbreaking and exciting at the same time, if that can be bittersweet.
Pastor Marilyn Danielson from First Congregational Church here in Portland, Michigan, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.